This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A senior advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday rejected a resolution by the UN Human Rights Body aimed to intensify scrutiny of Israel's treatment of Palestinians. The resolution, which was denounced by Israel, calls for the creation of a permanent commission of inquiry and the most potent tool at the Council's disposal to monitor and report on rights violations in Israel, Gaza, and the West Bank. It would be the first such COI with an ongoing mandate. The commission is also to investigate all underlying root causes of recurrent tensions, instability, and protraction of conflict, including discrimination and repression, according to the text. China on Thursday accused the Biden administration of playing politics and shirking its responsibility and calling for a renewed investigation into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic that was first detected in China in late 2019. The foreign ministry spokesperson said at a daily briefing that the President Joe Biden's order showed the U.S. does not care about facts and truth, nor is it interested in serious scientific origin tracing. Biden told U.S. intelligence officials to redouble their efforts to investigate the origins of the pandemic, including any possibility the trail might lead to a Chinese laboratory. After a month of minimizing that possibility as a fringe theory, the Biden administration is joining worldwide pressure on China. This is VOA News. Thousands of people scrambled to flee the Congolese city of Goma Thursday, some picking their way across landscapes and scarred with lava after officials in a second volcanic said a volcanic eruption could happen at any time. Magma, the molten rock that normally stays beneath the earth crust, had been detected beneath the city and the adjoining lake. 31 people were killed on Saturday evening when the Mount Nyiragongo, one of the world's most active volcanoes, sent a wall of orange lava downhill towards the city, destroying 17 villages along the way. NATO has helped provide security in Afghanistan for almost two decades, but according to the head of the military organization, the government and armed forces in the conflict-torn country are strong enough to stand on their own feet without international troops to back them. NATO was taking charge of security efforts in Afghanistan in 2003 after the U.S.-Israel-led ousted the Taliban and the coalition ousted the Taliban and for harboring former al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. Fewer than 9,000 troops remain, including up to 3,500 U.S. personnel, and they are scheduled to leave by September 11th at the latest. In a key speech on his visit to Rwanda, the French President Emmanuel Macron said he recognizes France bears a heavy responsibility for the 1994 genocide in the Central African country. Macron solemnly detailed how France had failed the 800,000 victims of Rwanda and the genocide, but he stopped short of an apology. Macron said that France was not an accomplice in the genocide, but ended up siding with Rwanda's genocidal regime and bore an overwhelming responsibility in the slide toward the massacres. French leaders spoke Thursday at the genocide memorial in Rwanda's capital. European Union nations sketched out plans Thursday for new sanctions against Belarus, targeting economic sectors close to the leader as they sought to strike back at him for the diversion of a passenger jet to arrest the dissident journalist. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.